You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's random.
What do you think you're doing?
It's intrusive.
We wanted to force Apple to break through the security wall of an iPhone.
It's time for Raid Raven's Phone on Star 99.9.
Oh, yeah. We haven't done this in so long. I'm so excited.
Yeah, somebody brought it up yesterday, and you couldn't leap out of your chair quick enough. You were like, yeah, I'll steal his phone again.
We have a stipulation that whenever we do Raid Raven's Phone, Raven has to give me his phone. I can go through his text messages, and then I read them on the air.
Yeah.
Okay. I found one here that I'm curious about.
Which one is that?
There's 10 people on this group text.
Okay. Well, there's only one group text. Well, I rephrase. There's two group texts that I'm involved in right now. Which one is this one?
This one. It starts with a guy named Steve saying, I have the Xbox One and spare TV. Bring games. Are you having a teenage sleepover with boys?
No. That is the man camping list, as a matter of fact. I think if you scroll back, actually, he starts talking about speakers. Let's just say this. Steve is really, really, really pumped about man camping this year.
I can tell.
Well, you know, before, like, he had a girlfriend that called him a bunch of times when he was on the trip. Now he has one that doesn't care about him at all. So the perfect thing is that he'll just be ready to drink and smoke cigars and have a good time.
All right, so
I'm
here's how it goes.
It's all made up.
Steve, he says, I have the Xbox One spare TV, bring games. And this is when I get to do my voices. Raven responds, given that I'm 43 and I haven't played anything new since Grand Theft Auto,
right.
LOL, ... but you go crazy.
Right.
It's my bedtime group night text.
Right.
What?
Well, all right. These guys get fired up and they start sending group texts at like 9 o'clock at night. All right. And I can't have my phone dinging all night long. Yeah. I got places to be. I also have a couple friends that are not on the group text list, but I'm not sure whether or not they actually know if we're going camping because I left them off, but they would just despise being on the group text. And I have a couple friends that are on there that despise being on the group text. But
Steve responds to that. LOL, LOL, LOL.
Right. Lots of laughing.
No, that's not how Steve talks like this. Yeah. You talk like that. Steve responds, LOL, LOL, I also have Sega with all the games. Good night.
Steve is not British or 12.
I was going to say, Steve sounds like he gets his lunch money taken from
neither
him.
Neither of those, right.
And then Adam Adam jumps in, ? Camping or glamping?
Wow.
So Steve responds, camping with benefits.
Right.
LOL.
That's
LOL. Oh, my gosh. You and your friends in this LOL. What is up with you guys?
Adam likes it a little bit rougher when we go camping. He owns horses and such, and he found a case of whiskey in a rental property that he has, and we drank it.
Oh, good.
Nice. Right. I mean, who drinks Fleshman's whiskey? I don't even know where you buy that.
Then Adam comes back. Haha, well, I have a new generator, but it's big.
All right, bring it, man.
Well,
bring
here's what Raven writes back. Whatever's quiet is sufficient. I'm fine with it. I like roughing, but I'm not opposed to a little digital stimulation.
Right.
LOL,
right.
LOL. Thumbs up.
Listen, it's usually Major League Baseball, you know, playoff rounds there. All right. Yeah. So, you know, postseason rounds there. So we fire up the games out there in the woods.
But hold on.
It's been a cell phone before. A couple cell phones on a stand before.
Everybody
we upgraded a tablet last time, and now we're going for a projection screen.
Everybody has that one friend that is consistently always responding on the group text. So here's Steve again.
Right.
Can't let one get by him.
Right.
LOL. I will search for something quite. Because he didn't spell quiet right. He spelled it Q-U-I-T-E.
Nobody spells it right.
Quite.
I've been relying on
autocorrect.
Autocorrect my entire life. My entire adult life for quiet. I don't know why. It's just one of those words that everybody gets hung up on.
And then Bill comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Bring video games. That's it. That's all he has to contribute to the conversation.
Right. Thank you, Bill.
Right. And then Jeff uses a GIF, and he writes, survey says no.
So Jeff is the keeper of all things video games. Mm-hmm. Like, Jeff has, like, a room in his house that is just dedicated to classic video games and so forth. So he's got, like, Sega and Coleco and Atari, and he's got everything that you can imagine. Vectrex, Atom, computer, everything that you can imagine. And he's not going to bring any of it. He refuses.
Does Megan want to bring it in the woods? I don't understand.
It'll probably get broken.
You're going to go it in the woods, but your whole thing is to bring generators, TVs, video games.
We get lit, man, and we get out there. We get adventurous. We go for a hike. We start riding the mini bike around, but when the sun goes down, you know, we run out of things to do besides just eat and drink.
So then
almost for the safety of the vicinity, honestly. Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Wilderness Lake. You're welcome.
And the last part.
Yeah.
Jim adds, I'm bringing bison and bratwurst.
Yeah, he loves bison.
Chris, don't forget to stuff them with cheddar.
Right.
Okay, good. Yep.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.